and I'm broadcasting from the sunny Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me today on RBN, whose website is republicbroadcasting.org. Please visit spingola.com for links for today's program. Just click on the radio schedule button on the left. Please also visit ScreeningSandyHook.com for information about my latest book, Screening Sandy Hook: Causes and Consequences. That is now available as a paperback, hardback, and as a Kindle from Amazon, and also from me. Please also visit SpingolaSpeaks.net, a site that one of our listeners created and maintains. During the program, email any questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Please join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by visiting spingola.chatango.com. Our guests the very first hour today are Dr. Paul Byrne and Bernice Jones. That website is lifeguardianfoundation.org. And they are going to tell us about a very, very special conference that is coming up very shortly. So, Dr. Byrne, Bernice, welcome.
Glad to be with you, Deanna.
Well, it's always lovely to hear your voice and to have you on the program and to have you talk about the things that you talk about, because there's so many people that that do not understand what they are doing when they sign up to become an organ donor. Bernice, are you with us? Okay, Bernice probably isn't here yet, but anyway, Dr. Byrne, you've been working on informing people about this this issue for, well, quite a long time. And I think you have touched a lot of people, have informed a lot of people, and because of the information and the courage that you have in talking out about this, you have saved probably who knows how many lives you've saved. And I think Bernice is still with us.
I hope Bernice gets on the phone soon. But
Bernice, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, we're all together again. Okay, welcome.
Thank you.
And, yes, Deanna, we have affected and saved many lives, but there are many more to be saved. Everybody who has that declaration of brain death put on them is a living person. That declaration is put on them mainly to get their organs. And, it's what's done after the declaration of brain death, and actually what's done as they make the declaration of brain death. The combination of those things is what makes somebody become dead, but they're always alive when they are pursuing that declaration. And of course, that's, what happened with Bernice's son, and she will, tell us some of the things that, her son went through and what her family has gone through. But to, mention just two patients that I was able to see, within the last 2 weeks, who had the declaration of brain death, but they're still very much alive. One is Jahi McMath, who was the 13-year-old girl in Oakland, California, who had a declaration of brain death placed on her, and not only that, a death certificate issued on her on September the 12th, 2013. I saw her about 10 days ago in New Jersey. She's very much alive. She had to be transferred out of California where she could be more safe in New Jersey. I say more safe because there are so many people that have participated in getting organs through the declaration of brain death, that they, I suspect that they can't really stand it, that Jahi continues to live but she's very much alive. She's beautiful. I had my picture taken with her, and she had lip gloss on, just like teenagers during that time of the picture. And she continues to live, and it's well over a year. I also saw another boy, 12 years old, Joseph Cronin, who has everything done to him to say that he was brain dead, except the apnea test, and because of communication with the parents, they would not allow that to be done. The apnea test is a test where they take the ventilator away from the patient, and the patient must prove that he can take a breath on his own, or that becomes the signal to confirm the brain death. They take the ventilator away for up to 10 minutes, which suffocates them, and that's really what makes them get worse. Joseph Cronin did not have that test done to him. He's still very much alive. He, too, is in New Jersey, where it's safer than it is in any other state in the union because of the laws and the law in New Jersey. But Joseph is very much alive. Jahai, they did that terrible apnea test on her three times, which could only have made her brain condition get worse. But she continues to live. Both of these patients live because of God and their parents. Their mothers and fathers love them dearly, and all those around them are taking good care of them. But in order to get good care for Jahai, she literally had to get out of the hospital environment. And she's gotten much better care at home. Yes, they did some technical things at the hospital first in New Jersey, but she's really done much better since she's away from the hospital environment, because everyone around her now wants her to live.
Right. And that's not true at the hospital. I think that probably the hospital is one of the most unsafe places that anyone can visit on the planet. And regarding brain death, I mean, this whole idea of brain death came into being because a committee at Harvard decided to invent a new category of brain death in order for the organ trafficking, organ harvesting industry to be able to harvest organs, which has become a billion dollar a year industry, because when you break up a body into parts, each part is worth, quite a bit of money, probably $1.5 million. And so it was, something that was done. It was a consensus. And now, every state in the union has these trauma centers and these places that actually specialize in extracting organs, simply because of a few people at Harvard who created this this different category of death. And Bernice, could you please tell us about Brandon and what happened to you? Well, probably. Well, 15 or 16 years ago.
It was, yes, 15 years ago, Deanna. Our son Brandon was playing with a handgun and shot himself in the head, and he was unconscious. 911 was called immediately. He was transported to a hospital, and it's unfortunate that I had no idea what a trauma level 1 hospital was all about. I had just been told that this was the best care. They were equipped to handle traumatic injuries. And I was the one that was demanding this hospital. When he was, I walked with him from the ambulance into the ER. They would not let me back there. I was pretty traumatized, to say the least. I didn't have a sound mind. But the only thing that I could think of to do was pray and just hope for Brandon. Our family had gathered, and it was probably about 20 minutes within the time Brandon had arrived at ER. And we waited until the doctor could come out. That's all we were told. We weren't allowed to go back there and see him. We waited to see how he was doing, and the doctor came out and told us that there was absolutely no hope of his survival, that he had incurred such a traumatic head injury that he would surely die. He said that he was brain dead, that he was incapable of breathing on his own. Gave us absolutely no hope. He even used the word, what's the word? It just evaded me here.
That happens to me a lot, too.
Yeah. Well, I'll never get used to being on the radio.
You do a great job. Both you and Dr. Byrne do a great job.
Well, Dr. Byrne has been doing this for many years, and I try to separate myself from the fact and my emotion, and sometimes, like it is right now, here I am walking through this again.
You know,
so it's real hard. But,
of course it is.
The doctor even said that he was not, he couldn't be salvaged. I remember how that struck me, salvaged. But he had no intentions of doing anything. This is when my husband stood up and said, "You do everything you can to save our son." Something that really struck us is that he said that, he wasn't breathing on his own, but he was on a ventilator. He described it as a breathing machine. This machine was supposed to be doing the breathing for Brandon. And I remember, go ahead.
But in the ambulance, he was conscious in the ambulance.
Oh, yeah. See, we didn't know any of this.
You know,
absolutely none of this. Until we received the medical records.
Right.
All we knew is what we were told. And,
right. And a trauma level one hospital is really a place where patient organs are harvested.
That's correct.
Yes. And as soon as an ambulance is called, they determine where to take the patient. Depending on this possibility, correct?
That's correct. And Brandon's
an orphan. Yes, the level one trauma centers are the ones that have all available doctors to treat the patient that's injured, but it's similar kinds of doctors that take the organs, and they're at the level one trauma centers also. And so go ahead, Bernice.
Well, there's just so much that we didn't know at all. We demanded that the doctor do something, so he was going to be put through surgery. We were told that his intracranial pressure, ICP, was so high that they didn't think that they could alleviate it, and that his brain was completely devastated. The word brain dead was used to us several times. We were escorted from the ER, a waiting room, which was a private waiting room, by this woman in a blue suit that emerged from the ER doors. Our whole family, we walked out of the hospital and back into a side door, and we're led down this long corridor and into our own little private room where we sat and we waited. And, as far as I was concerned, it took days. It was agonizing. But this woman in the blue suit followed us everywhere. We left the room to use the restroom and came back, she was there. She was everywhere. Do you need something to drink? We just thought she was a part of the hospital staff.
Sure.
And after Brandon's surgery, the doctor came back in the room, said that there was absolutely nothing that they could do. He told us to say goodbye to Brandon. We went back to see Brandon, and our oldest son just about collapsed. He screamed out at the at seeing Brandon. We were warned by the doctor that he looked pretty gruesome, he said. We had no idea. I was with Brandon immediately after the accident. I was with him as I walked him into ER alongside the as the emergency helpers were.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're taking him in, and Brandon looked like Brandon then. I mean, he had to have been breathing on his own because there was no oxygen on him or anything. And so here we walk in, and his face, his head is swollen, and his eyes are black and blue.
Dr. Byrne, what would cause this?
Well, that what she's describing is after the surgery was done to Brandon, and what she's describing is that prior to surgery he had evidence of the injury from the gunshot, but he didn't have all these other things. And oftentimes they give lots of fluids and other things trying to keep the organs in the best shape they can. And of course, in Brandon's case, he was a young man, 16 years old, strong, healthy. He's ideal for getting his organs. And what Bernice saw and witnessed was the discussion about where to take Brandon, and she's thinking it all had to do with how to get the best care for Brandon, when in fact it had to do with how to get his organs, because when someone is between the ages of 16 and 30, they have the most healthy organs, and if they have a head injury, it starts right at the scene of wherever the accident occurs or whatever it is. It starts right there to start to move towards getting their organs. And that happened with Brandon. And so within just a few hours, they declared him brain dead and took his organs. And yes, it is terribly uncomfortable. I guess that's not even the best word to use for Bernice to go through this when she thinks her way through it. It's uncomfortable for me, too, because I realize that Brandon and many of the other people that they take the organs from are alive and able to feel pain, and they don't give them any anesthetic. They paralyze them so that there's no evidence of movement. And when the transplant surgeon cuts into the chest of Brandon and all the other organ donors, as they call them, all those they take the organs from with a declaration of brain death, they see a beating heart.
Doctor, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we do have to take a 3-minute break. We'll pick this up on the other side. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Microplant powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Microplant powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
And our guest this first hour is Dr. Paul Byrne and Bernice Jones. Now, what did they do physically to Brandon when he arrived at the trauma center? There was no swelling. He looked like Brandon. What did they do physically to change his appearance and to prepare him for harvesting? Dr. Byrne, are you there?
Go ahead, Bernice.
Well, what they did to him, I'm going to back up here a little bit, Deanna. I have to let the audience understand that we were led to believe that when Brandon was brought to an ER that there was absolutely no hope whatsoever. The truth of the matter is that Brandon wasn't unconscious in the hospital or in the ambulance.
Right.
They gave him a paralyzing drug that would cause severe anxiety, and then they would have to give him an anxiety medication. So Valium, matter of fact. Wow. He was using purposeful movement. This medication would cause his eyes to dilate. And so when Brandon got to ER, here he is with dilated eyes. But he had already been given a paralyzing drug, a muscular relaxant. Knowing this, and they gave, this is what they did to Brandon immediately when they got him into the hospital. Mm-hmm. He was breathing on his own and responding to pain. But in order to put him on the ventilator, they gave him a paralyzing drug and a high dose of, pain reliever, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And, now this was done, and then Brandon was taken immediately into surgery. We didn't even know about this. They prepared him by putting in intravenous lines.
Mm-hmm.
They would prepare him for to be an organ donor at that point. So the whole thing was a lie. Absolutely
right.
Everything about it was a lie. But he was a 16-year-old organ donor, and you can't imagine how many were lined up wanting to get their hands on those organs. Very, very
right.
Profitable, and this is what it was all about. So truly, when that 911 call went in, Brandon, an organ donor, he had a legal document, his driver's license is 16, And that legal document was to carry out his so-called wishes to be an organ donor.
Wow.
The truth of the matter.
He would have lived had he received proper
yes.
medical attention?
Yes, he would have lived. But you have to understand, he wasn't treated for his injury.
Right.
And, after all of this, and then the doctor coming out and telling us after surgery that when he brought us into the room where Brandon was, and we saw how he looked. See, I really truly believe that was to promote his so-called death being accepted.
Okay.
But truly, Brandon looked so horrible, but he was alive in my mind.
Right.
In our family's
right.
mind, he was alive. Can you imagine being told they're not going to live and there's no hope, they're not going to do anything more, that's it, say goodbye. And I'm really, as a mother, I'm not buying this at all. I just could not accept it. But the decision was made long before that. I beat myself up for years. I've had to study this a lot. You go through this.
Sure.
Deception is death. So without being armed with knowledge, without being armed with truth, they are good at what they do. They are trained to overwhelm the family. And no hope. It begins with no hope.
And of course, the family is devastated to begin with, worrying about their loved one. You're in a very vulnerable situation, and they exploit that situation. And I cannot imagine how you must have felt. But you've done so many, many good things, and have alerted other people. And your great loss has helped other people. And I know that's a terrible cost. But
yeah, Brandon paid the ultimate price for my knowledge of organ donation. That's what I tell people. And mm-hmm. I came into this kicking and screaming to
sure.
find out, to get those medical records, and to find out that Brandon was most assuredly alive. And this is what brain death means. It means it is a lie.
And see,
19 and a half hours after he is declared legally dead, and this is a legal fiction, he is being wheeled into the surgical theater, and his both arms are strapped down. He's given a paralyzing drug and an anesthetic because of his response to the scalpel, to the severity of pain.
Okay, we are going to a break, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
And our guests this first hour today are Dr. Paul Byrne and Bernice Jones. The website is lifeguardianfoundation.org. And Bernice, you did something that other parents probably have not done, did not do. You, for some reason, demanded the records. You had the courage and the tenacity to investigate this. And so bless you for doing that. I cannot imagine how painful it must have been for you to go through those records and to recognize what had occurred. But you did, for some reason, you were inspired to do what you did. And then you and Dr. Paul Byrne got together and look at the good things that you are doing and the people that you are helping now. And you do have this conference coming up, so we want to talk about that before the end of the program. But please continue from where we left off.
I just want to say very quickly that the neurosurgeon who evaluated Brandon's medical records made notation, and I'll just explain this real quickly, that when there is a traumatic head injury, there is this golden hour of time. A traumatic head injury has to be dealt with very quickly and very aggressively to protect and preserve the life of that person. Mm-hmm. And Brandon wasn't treated. You have to understand that when I say that Brandon wasn't treated for his head injury, this is the truth. He didn't receive the normal treatment that you would, barbiturates, for instance, is common. He didn't receive those. He should have received mannitol, which would have reduced the swelling, the ICP. I do have to note in this record that after he was declared brain dead, then he was given better treatment. He was even given mannitol. And this is the reason why they did this, is they wanted to preserve Brandon, his body, as a container for these valuable organs.
Right.
And the apnea test, every mother, father, every loved one should know that never allow an apnea test. This is what I call medical strangulation. You have a person that has a compromised physical condition, and all the ventilator does is assist that person, aiding them in receiving oxygen. And to have that taken off for 5 minutes and then for 10 minutes, all that's done is to cause brain damage.
Right.
So after they did that, they declared Brandon dead. This is a prerequisite to calling them brain dead, so they can get that legal death. Then they treat Brandon aggressively to preserve his life.
Right. To preserve his organs.
Exactly. And had they treated Brandon aggressively and done what is normal, common, customary in treating somebody with a traumatic head injury, it is written in these records that this renowned neurosurgeon wrote that Brandon would not only have lived, but he would have lived without any compromise, physical or mental. So, and this is why it's so necessary to have this information. And, people have to know, too, that it is so well orchestrated to bring the family down, to divide them, to wear them down. And let me tell you, it is so easily accomplished. People are so traumatized. Their loved ones. Life is hanging in the balance. And these people that come and surround them, that are trained staff in the hospital, they can beat them up with words. There's no hope. Everything that they say, so people have to know to stick together, pray first, stick together, call family, call friends, and unite as one to protect and preserve their loved one. And this is what we have to do as a society. We have to come together. We have to protect that child in the womb. We have to protect our disabled, our physically and mentally disabled. We have to protect our elderly, our injured, our ill. We have to do this in America.
Exactly. Now, the doctors that are the extraction specialist, they do know what they are doing. They recognize that they are taking organs from a living, breathing person. They're not in the dark. They are not naive enough to think that they are doing something noble and humane. Correct?
That's absolutely correct.
Yes. They have a veil. They are covered in a veil, Deanna. They have to. How in the world can you ignore when Brandon was cut from the thorax to the pubis, and hear his beating heart?
Yes.
How could it be said that my son was dead?
Yes. Now, Dr. Byrne, you said something at the same time that Bernice did. Doctors do know exactly what they are doing when they cut open a living, breathing human being to extract the organs, correct?
Yes, they have to know, and when they cut into the chest of someone who's declared brain dead, they see the beating heart, and they know that they have to keep the heart beating with circulation, and they do that as they cut out the other organs, as they cut out the kidneys, the liver, the intestine. They cut out just about everything. And then the last thing they take is the heart, because they're dependent on the heart to provide the circulation to those other organs. And when they take out the heart, the transplant surgeon stops the beating heart. And while all of this is almost so horrendous that it's almost beyond belief that educated, trained physicians would be willing to end the life of someone and repeatedly do this, and they're willing to do it. They rationalize it in some ways that they're helping someone else, but they know that they are ending the life of the donor. One of the things that's very important throughout all of this is that people must know what's going on. They have to get themselves educated. They have to, when their loved one is injured, they have to instruct, no, 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 do not do the apnea test. Also, Life Guardian Foundation, www.lifeguardianfoundation.org, people can get in touch with us, and we will send out what is called an opt-out card. It's a card that instructs that you want to be treated and you don't want to be an organ donor. And so we have other booklets that we send out also to help people to understand what brain death is and how to get documents to protect the life of their loved one and to protect their own life. And so this is very important. When Deanna, when you were asking about the swelling, one of the things that happens is there is the swelling from the injury, but one of the things is that the pituitary gland stops making thyroid-stimulating hormone, and the patient quickly gets deficient in thyroid, and they're hypothyroid, and the hypothyroidism is associated with swelling, and it compounds the swelling. And one of the things that's known to help these patients is to give them thyroid hormone. It's commonly done not to save their life as it should be, but it's commonly done to keep them in better shape until they can line up the recipients to give their organs to. They know, the transplant surgeons know they're deficient in thyroid, and they do give it to them, but it's to keep their organ, when in fact it should be given to help protect their lives. And incidentally, those things were given to Jihai and Joseph Cronin, and they did help them and continue to help them.
Is that iodine that they administer in the emergency room?
No, it's thyroid hormone. We have thyroid glands. Iodine is necessary for the thyroid to function, but thyroid hormone is what's normally manufactured, and it's as important to our life as the heart or the kidney or as any other organ. The thyroid has to make thyroid hormone, and quickly after a head injury with swelling, the person stops making thyroid-stimulating hormone, and then they get deficient in thyroid, and you have to provide them with thyroid, and it's part of treatment. My experience is that they use the thyroid hormone to help keep the organs in better shape, but one of the things that I encourage is to give the thyroid hormone, and it helps the patient to get better. As Jihai continues to live and Joseph Cronin continues to live, part of the reason can be that they both got thyroid hormone. And yes, people need to know these things. My goal and objective is not simply to bring out the problems with brain death, but to find better ways to treat patients who have injury to their brain. And one of them is, Bernice mentioned, focus on the swelling. As she mentioned, mannitol reduces swelling. There's operations that they can do to reduce swelling, but thyroid hormone reduces swelling of the brain. When people are deficient in thyroid hormone, often they'll get a swelling over their whole body. So their brain swelling is compounded by the swelling from thyroid deficiency on top of the swelling from the injury that they had in the first place. So these kinds of things that what we do is help people to understand how to protect their life and protect the life of their loved ones, but then also to find better ways to treat patients with head injury. And so these are things that we pay attention to. You did mention the conference that we're going to have in Vancouver, Washington on May the 2nd, and we'll spell out some of these things so that the people attending the conference can get better educated and then realize how what's going on in brain death is part of the whole system of death, which grows out of the culture of death, and it's to the people who are susceptible to this are especially the people who are unconscious, the people who are very young, the people who are vulnerable because they have illness, the goal and objective is to do things makes them so that they get off the earth quicker, but along the way, the goal and objective is to do things like get their organs so that they can make it better for the rest of the people who are on earth and stronger. And they have a claim on their organs when, in fact, the organs belong to each person, and each person should have a claim on them. But they have no way to defend themselves, as Brandon, when he was unconscious, he had no way to defend and protect his organs. And the people around him did not know what was happening. Yes,
sure.
Bernice finds out later, and yes, she suffers every day. And every mom that I deal with that finds out what happens, they suffer for the rest of their life because they know that their son was dissected alive and his organs were cut out while he was living. And when the moms realize this, it's such that they can't get over it, and they carry it with them the rest of their life. And yes, Deanna, we're grateful to you because you help us to tell other people about it. And yes, people do need to find out about it. They do need to know, don't sign up to be an organ donor. They need to carry it with them, the opt-out cards that we provide, for them. And it isn't that we don't care about people who have severe illness that someone's trying to get an organ for, but we just don't believe that you should be killing people to get organs, and we don't believe you should be making them weaker to get organs for someone else.
Right, and that's the thing, the misconception that people have. The majority of the people believe that organs are taken from dead people and then used to help the living. Organs cannot be taken from a dead person because they are not viable. They have to be taken from a living, breathing person.
Yes,
that's correct.
Absolutely correct. And things like the ventilator and the correct term is ventilator. It's sometimes called a respirator. It's the same machine, but the only thing the machine does is it's ventilated. It just pushes air in, and it can only work when the tissues of the lungs and the chest are well enough that they can expand, and the heart has to be circulating, and it only works when the person is alive. A ventilator will not do anything to a corpse or a cadaver. Even if you put so much pressure on, it would make somehow or another the lungs and chest get bigger, just a tiny bit bigger. It does not have the elastic properties necessary to push the air out. Every person that's on a ventilator the ventilator is only pushing the air in. It doesn't take it out. It's a living person that pushes the air out. And the ventilator only works when someone is alive, and it is indication that someone is alive. And so that if the ventilator is working as it was in Brandon, Bernice points out very clearly, Brandon was breathing on his own, but part of the treatment is to put them on the ventilator, but Brandon resisted so much he had to be paralyzed and tranquilized and narcotized in order to intubate him, in order to keep doing the treatment that they wanted to do on him to get his organs.
Wow. All righty. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. When we come back, we'll talk about the conference and how you might attend, how the listeners might attend. All right. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powders. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide only at HempUSA.org.
Alrighty, this is Deanna, and our guests this first hour are Dr. Paul Byrne and Bernice Jones, and the website is Life Guardian Foundation. And in order to learn about the conference, tell us how people may attend the conference and where it's going to be and how they sign up to for attending.
All you have to do is just write in www.thelifeguardianfoundation.org.
Okay.
And the conference is going to be at St. James Church in Vancouver, Washington on May the 2nd. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. Some of the presenters will be Walter Hoya. Walter came to Oakland, California and helped us to protect the life of Jehiah. Bishop Gesita helped protect the life of Joseph Cronin in Texas. Then Bobby Schindler, from Terry's foundation, that he did everything he could to protect the life of his sister, but his sister was dehydrated and starved to death. And then Mercedes Wilson teaches natural family planning, and she will be there and help us to understand how the evils of artificial birth control have contributed to so many of the other evil things that are common in our society. So it's a conference that has participants that understand how the culture of death has become a system of death, and so it's important for people to come learn about it and find out what they can do to help protect their own life and protect the life of their loved ones, and how we as a society in a society that understands how special life is, how we can do more things to stand up to protect and preserve life. So we encourage people to come to the conference. It's relatively inexpensive, and they can get a lot out of it.
Okay. Now, the regular URL is lifeguardianfoundation.org, but for the conference, it's thelifeguardianfoundation.org. And so just add the word "the" there. Okay. Amazing. Every time you're on, it is, I know that you're talking to more people about this, but it is just still so overwhelming that this could be happening in a so-called civilized country. And it impacts me every time that I hear your story. And I love you both. Thank you so much.
I love you too. Thank you, Deanna.
Okay, we'll
talk
soon.
Thank you very much, Deanna.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we're at the top of the hour. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.